When it comes to military contracting, the big money goes to the country's industrial behemoths. Airplanes from Lockheed Martin and Boeing, tanks from General Dynamics. When wars end or defense budgets are cut, many of these contractors end up shifting their work to commercial markets. So the losses are replaceable.
That room that I talked about, we'll start over.
But then there are companies like JTEC Associates in Cedar Rapids. CEO Gary Rowling points to a box of aluminum cylinders used in tanks. JTEC has sold them to the military since 1984.
These units were originally ordered to be shipped in January.
I mean, they want to push them back because they don't have the need.
At 11 employees strong, JTEC just celebrated its 45th year. Rowling says that in 2007, 75% of JTEC's business was this one heavily specialized crosswind sensor used in American tanks throughout the Middle East.
So he wants to know what the wind is going to do to his shell, and that device tells him.
A few years ago, Rowling was filling orders for as high as 1,300 sensors a year. But recently, he says orders have come down to a slow trickle.
Typically, we were quoting 100, 150, 200. About 2 weeks ago, I got asked to quote 9 units for delivery at the rate of 1 per month in 2015.
Because as wars overseas wind down, the Army doesn't need as many tanks as they used to. And those tanks don't need guns. And those guns don't need JTEC's crosswind sensor.
That's part of the burden of being in the military. They have full access to all the information. You don't get to operate independently. Every change and every price increase has to be justified in a very formal way.
Rowling says JTEC has experienced the ups and downs of defense contracting before, but the military can be a tough customer.
They know you're a small business. They know you depend on the work they're giving you. And so sometimes they say, you know, this is just the way it has to be.
Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, a think tank based in Washington, D.C. He says defense cuts and sequestration have hit the smaller contractors the hardest.
It's a natural result of the end of a period of warfare.
O'Hanlon says that often they're the ones who rely on just a few big-ticket contracts with the military each year.
What they are even more upset about, arguably, is this inability to do proper planning or to anticipate what's going to happen even 2 months from now.
Over the summer, JTEC moved out of a section of their building to save on rent, and Gary Rowling says he's had to cut the hours of some employees, a group Rowling says is like a family. Without the automotive side of his business, which now makes up 75% of sales, Rowling says he would not have been able to keep the technicians who have worked on the crosswind sensor for decades.
4 of the production people have been here with us more than 25 years. They're key to building that product.
But Rowling says he's not sure how much longer contracting for the military will make sense financially. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.